ました。There are different paths to God. Some people work with their minds, some people with their hearts, some people work through service in the world. Some people concentrate on a light, concentrate on a word, a mantra, a form. Or some people on the inner sound. Some people just on being aware. Whatever technique you use, whether you focus upon your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, or service to living beings, there is one common thread that runs through all practices. They concentrate the mind. Bring your awareness, your attention to the quietness where thoughts, distractions, and the disturbances of mind quiet. There, in that stillness, there is a language spoken. A language that has no words. When the mind becomes very still, very quiet, deeply at peace, the words fall away. The mind ceases to run in the circles of thoughts and ideas, quiets like a still lake without waves. And what happens when the waters become very quiet and still? All the sediment settles. There is no disturbance. You can see very deep into the inner depths of your being. Just as in the lake, you can see into the deep bottom below, in the still waters, the clear waters. So in the still, clear waters of the mind, the soul becomes visible, the Atman. And rather than the attention, the awareness, focusing on all of the various feelings and thoughts and reiteration and digestion of experiences with your sensory experience, with your interactions, with your life, rather than that disturbing the waters of the mind, the quiet waters, settled, that have become clear and still, can see the inner depths. And there the Atman is revealed, not in thoughts, but in awareness. Your attention, your focus becomes single-pointed. And in that clarity, the bright light of the inner self shines forth. The true knower of your life, the self of yourself, becomes visible to your awareness. And when your attention, when your awareness falls into that light, into that love, into that truth, Sat Chit Ananda, bliss, being, conscious, truth. Its solidity fills the mind, and the world of thoughts and forms becomes like a dream in the reality of substance, the real substance, the Atman. The mind still, awareness is filled with the Atman. Your natural state of being emerges in your awareness. There the unstruck music is played. There is no beginning and no end, no gain and no loss. There you have always been and you will always be. There is no yesterday and no tomorrow. There you are present. There the eternal self, so brilliant that the separation of I and thou dissolves. And that light fills the entire field of your being. That truth permeates you. Until there is no other truth but the truth of the inborn self. The truth of love unconditional. the truth of knowing, of being. The light so bright, there is nothing else. No matter whether you stare at a candle, say a mantra, scan your body, perform devotions, whatever your approach, your practice, the truth of the self remains constant. And once you touch it, it touches you. That divine love touches you, engulfs you. Like a child in the mother's arms. You are held, protected, cared for, until you can let go. Let go. Let go. So there is no technique to bring you to these arms of love. And all techniques bring you there, to the inner beloved, to the home of homes, to your natural state of being. But there is one important psychological understanding in this journey, whatever technique you use, whatever practice you take. And that is to know the inner self, the indwelling self, is not a matter of acquisition, but of letting go, of surrender. As the babe in the mother's arms lets go of all defense, all fear, everything, and melts into the mother, into the safety and love, so you let go and melt into that eternal source from which you have come. And you realize it is not separate from you. It is your own true nature. There is no I and thou. There is only the one stream of unconditional love, the one truth, the one eternal being. But in these bodies and in these minds, that aware, intelligent being gets lost in the identity of I and mine, and all the distractions of the world, and believes itself to be something limited by name and form. But when the waters calm and are clear and unwavering, you sink to the depths, and there the truth emerges in your being, in your heart, in your mind. Some follow the path of the heart, but for those, the mind must follow and let go of its beliefs and constructs. Some follow the path of the mind, but the door will forever be closed if the heart doesn't open. When the mind clears completely, the heart finds its home. Love emerges. And in the world of service and selflessness, the stillness must come so that the mind quiets and the heart opens. And then the One is seen, is known, your true nature, your natural state emerges. This is sadhana. The dance of the lover and the beloved. The journey to self. The awakening from ignorance. Never get discouraged. This is the way of human life. And all of the ups and downs and pains and sorrows and joys, the losses, the accomplishments, the dreams and the visions and the disappointments, they are all the fodder. The tasting of experience that will guide you eventually back to your home. And the deep practice to find that stillness where the mind quiets and the heart opens and the truth emerges. That is your journey of life. That is the purpose of human life. Never get discouraged. Each and every one is the child of that infinite source, that infinite self. You are the child of that one, thinking you are a person in a body with a mind. believing the dream. Returning home is your life journey. The arms of the beloved are always awaiting you. You are never alone. You are never alone. That home, that union, that love, that truth abides with you.